أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Fajr that was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Meccan portion of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes a qasam of five things, an oath of five things, the first of which is Wal-Fajr. Qasam, an oath, by Al-Fajr. Al-Fajr refers to dawn, at the time when dawn breaks out, that is known as Al-Fajr. The question is, which Fajr that Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam of? Most of the commentators have stated that this is the Fajr of the time of Bakri Eid, Yawmun Nahar, Eid al-Adha. That on that morning, everyone is going to sacrifice the animal for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama commentators have given other reasons for specifying that particular morning, but together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ and qasam, I take an oath of the 10 nights. Again, commentators are inclined to believe that these are the first 10 nights of the month of Zulhijjah, about which our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, the fast of each of these days, the reward is 1 year's fast, and the ibadat of the night, when a person worships Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at night, he will be given the reward of each night's ibadat equivalent to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us already in these both qasams that it is about sacrificing for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On that morning, sacrificing one's wealth and animals for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in that 10 days to sacrifice one's desires for the sake of Allah during the day, to sacrifice one's sleep for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wash-shaf'i wal-watr. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes two additional qasams, and one qasam is the qasam of ash-shaf. Shaf'un in Arabic refers to something that is even. We get odd and even numbers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the qasam of even, wal-watar, and the qasam of odd. Now it is odd and even that will give us the different numbers. But here the ulama have stated that on the one hand we find a narration which states that shaf refers again to the 10th of Zulhijjah, and watar, odd, is the 9th of Zulhijjah. 9th is an odd number. 10 is an even number, and perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking a qasam of that. Other ulama inclined to believe together with that, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in pairs. Even we find conditions of man happy and being unhappy, being sad and being happy, all of it, we will find that it is something that has to do with pairs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that the creation has also been created in pairs. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this qasam of even things, that is the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then wal-watar, qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, wa ilahukum ilahun wahid, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one, Allah is alone, and there is no other deity, there is no God besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرْ and qasam of the night when it moves. Yes, in Arabic refers to something that is on journey, that we will find that the night is on journey. What it means, one meaning would be that we will find that the initial stage of the night, the twilight sets in, and then thereafter it becomes dark, and then again we will find that the morning light dawns in, and we will find that this is the movement of the night. Other ulama have also explained it in a different light, and that is that when one looks at the Islamic month, that after the hilal has been sighted, then for the first 10 days of the night, for the first 10 nights of the month, we will find that the initial part of the night is bright, and then the latter part of the night becomes dark. And the last 10 nights, the absolute opposite happens, that the first part of the night is darker, and then the second part, the last part of the night, becomes light. However, the middle 10 nights will always be brighter than the first and the last 10 nights. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that there is always going to be different conditions that come upon the human being. These conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes there are brightnesses in the life of a person. Sometimes there are darknesses. Sometimes it gets brighter. Sometimes it gets duller. All of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. Is it not enough in these qasams, these oaths that we have taken for the person of intelligence, for one who is wise, the hijr, the person who has intelligence? Can you not look into these qasams that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken, these oaths that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken? Is it not sufficient for you to realize that there is supposed to be a complete dedication to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? There are going to be these halat, these conditions that come upon a person, but ultimately and continuously, man is supposed to be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Man is supposed to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from here onwards, Allah speaks about three nations whom Allah tabaraka, to whom Allah ta'ala had sent nabis of Allah, prophets, but these people did not accept the anbiya, the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. Do you not see how your Rabb had done, or how your Rabb had dealt with the people of Ad? Who are these people of Ad? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Iram dhatil imad. Iram, Ad was the son of Iram. And Iram was the son of Aws, who was the son of Sam, who was the son of Hazrat Nuh, alayhi salatu was salam. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to specify that this was those people, Ad, to whom Allah Rabbul Izzat had sent his Nabi, Hazrat Hud, alayhi salatu was salam. So what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his Nabi to these people. They disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Allah spoke about it in different verses of the Quran, different sections of the Quran that has been dedicated to the destruction of these communities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Dhatil imad, that these people were people of pillars, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created them huge and strong. And these people used to be absolutely mighty insofar as the physical strength is concerned. But obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. It didn't matter what their strength was. It didn't matter what the capabilities and capacities was. The important thing was Allah had given them the capability and the capacity to accept or to understand the message of Allah, which they did not do. And then concluding, Allah says, "Allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad," that community whom never its example had been created in the cities, in other words, throughout the world, in their time, after their time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not create such a nation with such powerful strength, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.